This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Hunter Morrison.
So what's on deck today?
We have barbecue chicken, baked beans, cornbread, and potato salad. And for dessert is peanut butter, apple chunks, and peanut butter.
Nice.
Minutes before the day's first lunch, customers show up at the Soldotna Senior Center. Head cook, Michael Lacey, cuts squares of cornbread. He expects lunch to be busier than normal, which is common at the start of the spring. That's when snowbirds begin arriving on the central Kenai Peninsula.
It's much busier around here. We did just recently hire one additional staff member for the office. To try to keep up with some of that.
That's Lisa Riley, Soldotna Senior Center Executive Director. She says during peak summer months, the center sees anywhere from 10 to 20 more in-house meals served a day. Riley says other senior center services, like home-delivered meals and exercise classes, see similar increases because of snowbirds.
We utilize a very strong volunteer base.
Riley says volunteers, who are often snowbirds themselves, are the backbone of running the senior center in the summer. Some also financially support the senior center through donations, which Riley says are crucial after it lost state and city funding in 2023 amid financial mismanagement. It since had to pull money from its reserves, and last month asked the Soldotna City Council to reinstate its funding. Riley says the senior center has become partially dependent on monthly fundraisers, which help pay for services year-round.
No matter how many seniors we're serving, no matter what the inflation rate is, our funding doesn't increase to match that. And so we're constantly trying to figure out ways to make ends meet.
Like the Soldotna Senior Center, the Kenai Senior Center sees an influx of clients, including snowbirds, in the spring and summer. It serves about 250 clients a month in the winter, but Kenai Senior Center Executive Director Kathy Romaine says their client base increases by about 150 in the summer.
January, February, March have been a little slow when it comes to in-house dining, and part of that is the weather, and so we're used to a little bit of slower gear, and then it really picks up. By May, we're in full bloom.
Similar to other senior centers, the Kenai Senior Center offers in-house and home-delivered meals, exercise classes, and other services. The center is primarily funded by federal, borough, and city grants. Seniors also have the option to donate to the Kenai Senior Center directly. Romaine says the center's increase of clients in the summer means an increase in the number of donations received.
Most people who travel in and out are probably middle to upper income, and so they can afford donations that they give toward their meals. So we do see an increase of donations in the summertime for that.
Romaine says this benefits the senior center year-round, because not all seniors can afford to pay the suggested donation for its meals. Riley, at the Soldotna Senior Center, says the donations they receive are equally beneficial. And Riley says snowbirds financially support more than just the senior centers of the Kenai Peninsula.
It's more people coming. They're financially supportive of our community. They're shopping local. They pay their property taxes.
Just like the Kenai and Soldotna senior centers, representatives of the Nikiski and Sterling senior centers say they see similar client increases in the summer as a result of snowbirds. That's it for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Hunter Morrison. Have a great weekend.